News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. We always appreciate his help and hard work, and he's going to do the archive. As soon as we complete an interview, he clackety-clacks, and poof, things pop up on the interweb. And so we always appreciate him keeping the WKOK podcast page up to date. On the news line with us now, Megan Eardley is here. She's an author from Mifflinburg and has a published book available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com called Somebody Else. Good morning, Megan. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate it. I think this is exciting. What a book you've got here, Somebody Else. This is about it's fiction, and it is but sort of set in modern times in our area. It's so unusual to read a book and then you hear somebody talking about Google or Chick-fil-A. But you have a fascinating story about a woman who has to undergo a series of, I'll call them somewhat transformations. So walk us through this book a little bit. Of course, you don't want to give anything away, but tell us about Somebody Else.
Sure. So I wrote with something that I was really comfortable about. I've been in the medical field, so I kind of went that route with it. But the book is about a nurse named Audrey Duke. She works in the emergency department, and she seems to have, you know, like the perfect life until a crazed family member pretty much plucked her from her dream life. She found herself in quite a few predicaments. She was placed in the different lives of people and living them as her own. And just as she seems to get comfortable, then the crazed family member comes and gets her again. And it follows her around between these adventures, and it has an assortment of characters and twists and turns. And
so she essentially becomes someone else in the next, you know, in each segment of this.
Right. And I think that's what makes it unique, is it's, you know, different stories, but it's all the same story.
And is she living out a character? Does she become a character that she has to try to imitate whatever they did, or is she sort of being herself, but now in a different character?
Yeah, she has to learn how to adapt to all these different lives, and they're all quite different from each other, and she has to learn how to adapt and learn the new people around her, and try to figure out a way to get back to her normal life at the same time.
Well, I'm not going to give away anything, but I just think it's fascinating, not only how you do the transition to the next person, which is kind of a cacophony situation, but then her realization as to who and how she's going to live and who she might be as she kind of moves on to the next event. Well, again, not giving anything away as the story goes on. This kind of becomes second nature for her to do these transitions.
Right. Yeah, she kind of learns how to adapt pretty quickly, and I think she realizes, well, this is how it is for now, and nothing's going to change until I figure out, you know, how to get rid of them.
Okay. Well, how did you get the idea for this particular story? Tell us why you wrote this piece of fiction.
So, I've been writing since I was pretty young, and I usually just sit in a quiet room, and I just kind of let my mind wander, and I just kind of had this crazy idea pop in my head, and then I just started writing it down, and then I went with it.
Okay, and then, please, keep going. So, this book fell together at some point.
Yes. So, I started it last year. I had this idea where someone would be chased by a patient, and then it would evolve into the story. I'm trying to figure out how to explain it without giving too much away. But basically, I have to create multiple stories and bring it back to the same one. And that was the hardest part, was bringing it all back together in the end. And I'm not very contemporary when I write. I just free write, and then I go back and I kind of like edit it through. I don't sit and I plan it out. So I was just making it up as I was writing.
And who inspired you? Is there an inspiration here, or maybe your own life? Is there some sort of a? Of course, the book is not it is fiction, but is there some truth in here?
There's nothing true. I've worked in the medical field, so we've all had kind of patients that kind of got weird sometimes. But I've always been fascinated by the paranormal and like the Stephen King and those kinds of things. So I kind of go with that theme when I write.
Well, and I think you were EMS, or you still are, something along.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you can see and then that's kind of a through line through here, is the role that responders play. Maybe is that intentional?
Yeah. So as I said before, I kind of went with something I was comfortable with. So I felt comfortable with writing about EMS and including them in there. And then since it was focused on the emergency department, which I also worked at, it just kind of made it easier to go with the storyline.
Yeah, this individual doesn't transition to the next person without a lot of noise. Let's just leave it
right
at that. Okay. So what's happening now? The book's available online at Barnes & Noble and at Amazon. And what are you doing, marketing, promoting? I mean, obviously you get to be on the radio today, so good for you. But what else?
So I am trying to figure out, COVID-19 kind of messed this up. I'm trying to figure out a vendor and figure out a place where I can go to have like a book signing. I've been asked to have one of those, so I'm still ironing out the details on that. But I do have a Facebook page. It's just my name, Meg Erdley, and I set up a website where I can kind of keep everything, you know, centralized in one spot.
All right, so yeah, it's probably difficult to do that. And as we recall from local authors, they coordinate, push, promote, call for, publicize, and make these book signings happen. All right, unless you get a good bookstore. I know Barnes & Noble does this sometimes with local authors, but I know the local authors have said they had to make it all happen themselves in order to make that happen. So you are available on Facebook. I don't mind telling you, this would have to be a great plot for a movie. Have you given that a thought in the world?
I actually have, but I'm not sure where to even begin to go in that direction, to be honest. But it is something I've been looking into.
Well, yeah, the idea, I mean, this is, of course, the way I read, I visualize everything as I'm going along anyway, so I just thought this would lend itself to something that would be a very pretty unusual movie, and I think, even though the book's not that long, I would have to think the movie would have to be fairly lengthy in order to set the scene. The book's 113 pages to do this. Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself so folks know the author a little bit.
Sure. So, I still work in the medical field, but I kind of took a step back, and I'm working in like the social work department. But I've worked EMS for 11 years prior to what I'm doing now, and I have 3 children, one with special needs, and I basically just go from work and I come home.
And what is next for you? Do you sort of are you working on something big, or maybe something related to the writing?
Yeah, actually, I have another book in the making. It is it's the first part of a series.
So you're gonna give us a glimpse of that. Just tell us a tiny bit about that.
Sure. So the name of this book is called The Lake. It is focusing on a lake in Massachusetts, Lake Danvers, and it kind of is the same paranormal, spooky, thriller-type book, but I still have a little bit to go on it yet, so it won't be probably for a few months till I'm done with it.
Okay, well, at least it's on the horizon. And what else in the years ahead? Anything else happening? Would you like to be the next Stephen King? Something along that line? Where you really get...
Oh, yeah. That would be a big dream for mine. But, yes, I would like to keep doing this and just see where it takes me.
You mentioned a little bit about that these books, you make them up as you go along, but is there something, sort of a takeaway message for us, you know, for the reader? You know, this isn't a self-help book. It's not the feel, somebody else isn't the feel-good story of the year. But do you have a takeaway for folks?
Yeah, so I really admired Audrey, the character, because she was really resilient with what she was faced with. And she just, you know, laced her boots up and just kept going and did what she had to do to get back to her home.
Yeah, I just love it. After a while, I'm just going to give something away where she ends up, she kind of wakes up in a trailer, and she realizes that she's a male, so she looks down and opens the waistband and says, oh boy, here we go.
Yep. Yeah,
so I'll just tell you what, I just think you did a great reveal there, and the story is, and it's a great beach reading too. I mean, it's a real page turner, so congratulations on that. Anything else to add about the book, Somebody Else, that you've written and is now published?
No, just that I'm very excited to, you know, hear more reviews from people that read them. I love hearing about it.
All right, well, good. Well, thank you. Yeah, we invite folks to do that. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and perhaps you can be at the Barnes & Noble at some point in the future. I don't know if they're opened up yet or not, but when they are, when things get back to normal, we'll be able to hopefully see you there. Well, Megan, thank you so much for your time and the information. Somebody Else by Meg Eardley, available online now. It's in an e-book. Maybe an audio book would be something you can think about in the years ahead, too. That's my favorite way to read books. Well, thank you so much, Megan. Thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Do appreciate that. Megan Eardley, author from Mifflinburg, published the book Somebody Else. It's a sort of a mystery thriller with a lot of aspects to it that is available in ebook and paperback.